This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko said Tuesday he would be a madman to escalate the migration dispute with Poland and the European Union, as that could drag Russia into the crisis. Lukashenko made the comments in an interview in part in response to comments made earlier in the day by Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. The prime minister was at the border thanking Polish security personnel for their efforts in repelling hundreds of immigrants from storming the border Monday. Morawiecki warned tensions at the border could escalate because, quote, we do not know what else Lukashenko's regime will come up with. Poland and the European Union accused Lukashenko's government of weaponizing migrants by inviting them to enter Belarus and then shepherding them to the border, sometimes by force, then encouraging them to illegally enter the EU. The Polish government has called it a campaign of hybrid warfare. Lukashenko went on in the interview to accuse Poland of conducting a war against the migrants, alleging Warsaw had moved tanks closer to the frontier. He said he would be a fool to escalate the situation, as that would likely draw Russia, the regime's closest ally, into the conflict. Police in the Norwegian capital, Oslo, say officers there shot and killed a man, reportedly armed with a knife, who threatened passersby on the streets and then later attacked a police officer. Norwegian media published security camera footage of the alleged attacker, in which he can be seen naked from the waist up and wielding a knife. Senior Police Chief Egil Jorgen Breck said his office received initial reports indicating the suspect was chasing another person in a northern Oslo neighborhood. A nearby patrol car rushed to the scene and first tried to stop the man by running him down before driving into a building to halt the suspect's progress. Police said the man then managed to open the door of the patrol car and attack an officer. Then shots were fired. They say the man was taken to a local hospital where he died from his wounds. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday that several UN staffers and dependents have been detained by Ethiopian government officials in Addis Ababa after raids reportedly targeting ethnic Tigrayans. A UN spokesman in Geneva said UN security officers have visited the detained colleagues and they're requesting the immediate release of the detained personnel. The French news agency Agence France-Presse reported Ethiopia had expelled seven UN officials in September, claiming they were meddling. The detentions come as Ethiopia sinks deeper into a crisis sparked by an ongoing war in the country's northern Tigray region. Last week marked the first anniversary of Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's deployment of troops to Tigray in response to forces of the Tigray People's Liberation Front seizing military bases. A UN estimate made in July indicates the ensuing conflict has killed thousands of people, displaced several million from their homes, and left 400,000 Tigray residents facing famine. Russia's state coronavirus task force reported around 40,000 cases and over 1,100 deaths every day since late October. On Tuesday, they reported a record 1,211 COVID-19 deaths and more than 39,000 new daily cases. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered many Russians last month to stay off work between October 30th and November 7th. He authorized regional governments to extend the stay-at-home order if necessary, but only five Russian regions have done so. The daily numbers of new cases and COVID-19 deaths remained high throughout the stay-at-home period, though Kremlin officials argued Monday it was too early to tell whether the measure had the desired effect. Russia's autumn surge in infections and deaths comes amid low vaccination rates, lax public attitudes towards taking precautions against COVID-19, and the government's reluctance to toughen restrictions. Less than 40% of Russia's nearly 146 million people have been fully vaccinated, even though Russia approved a domestically developed COVID-19 vaccine months before most other countries. Former Georgia U.S. State Senator Max Cleland, who lost three limbs to a hand grenade blast in Vietnam before being elected to the U.S. Senate, has died at the age of 79. Cleland's personal assistant, Linda Dean, told the Associated Press he died of congestive heart failure at his home in Atlanta. Cleland also served as an administrator for the U.S. Veterans Administration, as Georgia Secretary of State, and as a state senator. In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden said Cleland was an American hero whose fearless service to our nation and to the people of his beloved home state of Georgia never waned. The Democrat served just one Senate term, losing to Republican Saxby Chambliss in 2002. In 1968, as an Army captain of Vietnam, Cleland lost an arm and two legs while picking up a fallen grenade. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.